This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. L.A.-based artist Caitlin Linney grew up in an environment that could not be more different from Hollywood. She was raised on 10 acres of farmland in Eflin, North Carolina, and went to Carolina Friends School. That was where her imagination was nourished and her creativity encouraged. That environment fostered confidence and a passion to try things that today make her blush, like singing original songs in front of her whole school when she was just in sixth grade. Her audience is much bigger and arguably much older now, but she still uses the creative intuition she built in her younger years to guide her. She's released two EPs, one country pop album, a string of indie pop singles, all have been heard around the world. Caitlin Linney performs under the artist name Linney. She is back, I should say Linney, to make that clear, and she is back home for performances this weekend and joins me in the studio. Caitlin Linney, welcome to The State of Things.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Talk about growing up in Eflin.
I loved it. I miss it so much. Everything's beautiful here right now, and you know, I never played video games growing up. I would go outside and, like, build little houses out of trees.
See, that's the best sign anywhere. If you're driving on I-40 and you see the sign to Elfland, because that's what it looks like, no matter what's happening to you, you say, oh, I'm only a couple of miles from Elfland. I must be fine.
Exactly.
That's a good place to live, right? And you really did. I mean, it was a farm.
Yeah, old farmland. My parents don't have a farm now, but our neighbors do, so there's horses and everything.
How'd you get involved in music?
You know, people ask me this all the time, and I don't have a great answer for it because it's always been a part of my life. Like, ever since I was 3 or 4, as soon as I could start speaking, I started singing and writing songs about, like, jungle animals and stuff.
Wow. I'm going to get the story about you in sixth grade, singing to the whole school, original songs. But why don't we hear a song now that's a little bit more mature, and then we'll go back to sixth grade.
All right. In a city obsessed with fame, I wanted to write a song about the idea of finding authenticity. About giving someone so much attention that you can make them feel famous. Flashing bright, camera ready out tonight. Turning heads, no regrets. What you see is what you get. Oh, 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 oh. Walk in, stop and stare. Paparazzi everywhere. Like, who's that? What's your name? Just another pretty face. Oh, oh.
Caitlin Linney, who performs under the artist name Linney with the song Famous. She's in North Carolina for a fundraiser performance tonight at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro and will be performing at Durham Central Park tomorrow afternoon. Beautiful song.
Thank you so much.
Talk about that a little bit. I'll get to the sixth grade original songs in a minute, I promise. But I do want to know more about that song and the difference between, you know, what it's like to go from rural North Carolina to L.A. I mean, the farmers fake it, too. Nobody's authentic fully, but it is a fundamental difference, is it not, in Hollywood?
Yeah, it is. There's this one spot on the 405 that's usually crowded, but at night, if you're driving back into Hollywood, it's beautiful. The whole city's lit up. And the first time I saw it, I was like, that's kind of weird, though. There's no stars in the sky. The stars are on the ground here, literally. Like, you know, all the celebrities, all the movies, everything's made there. And it's easy to get blinded by the light. And I heard it put really well on this TV show last week about how moths use the stars to navigate and how they get caught up in artificial light. They get stuck in it. And so, you know, that's what the song's about, getting stuck in that and trying to find authenticity.
Great song. Well, and this is something that you say has been with you for a long time. Talk about being in sixth grade. You had written a number of songs. How many songs did you have by the time you were in sixth grade?
I don't know. And I was really shy, so I don't know what brought me to feel like I could write a song. I will perform the song about some boy that I liked in sixth grade and perform it.
There was a boy that you liked.
You know, I think that I made him really uncomfortable.
I think so.
Because nothing really happened there. And I definitely got made fun of it, but it's that kind of, you know, art allows you to be brave in a way.
I guess.
And I don't know, there's something kind of freeing about allowing yourself to be vulnerable at the same time.
Was that sort of an epiphany for you, a grand moment, a breakthrough? Ah, this is my career. Nowhere can I feel this free.
There was never a plan B, and my parents were really supportive of it. And now that I'm older, I'm like, wow, those piano lessons, those voice lessons, that was expensive. Like, they invested in my dreams, and all the teachers at Carolina Friends School. Like, I'm so grateful for people taking the time and, like, nourishing that.
Well, let's hear some of the fruit of that nourishment. Would you play another song for us?
Yeah. So this one, when I first moved to LA, I did a Kickstarter project to raise money for my first project. And it was mostly friends and family, but I had a stranger at the time reach out, and he said, my daughter is pregnant, and she just found out she has lymphoma, so she's holding off treatment to have her baby girl. Would you write a song for the two of them for Christmas? So I did, and this is Marie, and, you know, Christina, his daughter, went through chemo and now has a clean bill of health, and we did a really beautiful video on the power of music with the John Lennon bus. So this is Marie. Pretty eyes are lined with lace, as long as we keep dreaming. Pretty heart will land your way, Marie, I falter like rain. When demons dance right through the gate, but still I will keep it open. Inviting love to retaliate, and hold on, Marie, hold on, where the light is shining. Hold on, Marie, hold on. And don't cry, baby girl, it's a good life, and I'm gonna give you everything you need to enjoy the ride, enjoy your life. Marie, you make it look easy when sirens sing, you hear symphonies, and though your hands may be small, this heart is made me believe, Marie, it's never the cards, it's how you choose to play the game. And if I did it all over, I wouldn't ever change a thing. And hold on, Marie, hold on, for the light is shining. Hold on, Marie, hold on, and don't cry.
That is Marie, Caitlin Linney, who performs under the artist name Linney. The song is Marie. She's in North Carolina for a fundraiser performance at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro. That show starts at 7:30. Also going to be at Durham Central Park tomorrow afternoon. How do you approach a song like that? You get this commission. It is a deeply powerful human moment for these people. How do you even begin?
That's exactly what my reaction was. I felt this overwhelming responsibility to do this right. And I still get really nervous to play that song every time. But just the fact that I could be a part of that in some way. And Christina told me in the video that the Lennon Bus did, she talks about how she listened to that driving piano part while she was going through treatment. And it just kept her moving forward. And now, you know, Marie is older and she can listen to the song. I think she started learning how to play it on the piano.
How much of it is sort of hearing the story and internalizing that and trying to reflect the story? And how much do you have to sort of access yourself? Because that would, for me, the thing that would be challenging would be, how do I bring myself to a story that's so powerful all by itself? I mean, yeah. I could just tell that story and make it an objective thing that's outside of me. And it would probably bring people to tears.
Yeah.
But you'd want to bring something of yourself to it.
Well, luckily, I have like a little bit of an acting background, too, where they taught you to bring a piece of yourself into every character. But so I found a way to resonate with some things that, you know, were similar, but I wanted to put as much of them as I could into the piece. Yeah. Like Marie's middle name is Grace, so I put that word in the song, and like little moments that, you know, made it feel like it was theirs.
We talked a little bit about L.A. and joked about it being an inauthentic place, but you're there, and it's a place where you're making your career. How has it, or has it shaped you as an artist living there?
Well, there's amazing opportunities there. There's stuff happening all the time, and I thrive in that kind of environment. You know, it's definitely hard if you don't have a lot of confidence just being around. Like, you can walk outside, throw a stone, and you'll hit somebody who's a performer who's maybe doing better than you or worse. But, like, you have to celebrate the little victories and stay strong in your course. And, you know.
You could find an actor who's at least making better tips at whatever restaurant they're working at than you are.
Right.
I wonder if you'd do another song for us now.
Yeah. I've been playing nice my whole life. It's everything I know how to be. Outside of disapproving eyes, I finally learned to breathe. I never knew I looked at myself so differently. Still, I gave it all, I gave it all away. Till there was nothing left for me. How did you know that I was broken? Know that I couldn't see that everything I gave to you was stealing it from me. Still, I gave you all, gave you all of me.
That is Linney. The folks at the Carolina Friends School knew her as Caitlin Linney. She is going to be at a fundraiser performance tonight at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro, and that show starts at 7:30. Tell us more about the fundraiser. What's that all about?
Yes, it's free also on both events this weekend. It's going to be amazing. I love the Cat's Cradle. Friend School's brought out. We have Dex Romweber. Tongue twister. Dex Romweber.
No, I've already told him that he can't come on the show again until he changes his name because
I can't
say it either.
I said it every time when I was practicing correctly. People of Earth, the Upper School Band, Barbecue Sauce, is performing, and it's going to be great. And then tomorrow there's a festival in the Durham Central Park with very kid-friendly face painting and more musical performances.
I'm talking with Linney today on The State of Things. Well, that sounds fantastic. Is it fun to be home? How often do you get back? Or is this getting back for you?
I was here for Christmas, so this is a treat. My favorite time of year, too. Just a week.
All right. Well, you can come back anytime.
Well, thank you.
I want to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to tell you that Caitlin Linney performs under the artist name Linney. She has released two EPs, one country pop album, and a number of singles. She's in North Carolina for performances this weekend. You can see her tonight at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro or tomorrow at Durham Central Park. And, of course, all that is at our website, stateofthings.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter and get a daily preview of our lineup. State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of Linney.
Take a look inside. I'm terrified. Is it worth the risk? Overanalyze, I'm paranoid. What I can't fix. If you wanna know me, I'll take you where no one will go. Drowning the chaos between all the highs and the lows. Wrestle with keeping a part of me, pieces I don't wanna show. Bearing my soul, burning me cold. If this is love, if this is love, if this is love, then I'm on the inside out. If this is real, showing how I feel and being honest, then I'm on the inside out. I feel free when I'm exposed, but I'm still scared of being vulnerable. If this is love, if this is love, if this is love, then I'm on the inside, I'm on the inside out. Go on, criticize my nose and thighs. Put me on display. But my battle scars are story arcs, and I'm not afraid. If you wanna know me, I'll take you where no one will go. Drowning the chaos between all the highs and the lows. Wrestle with keeping a part of me, pieces I don't wanna show. Burning me cold, bearing my soul. If this is love, if this is love, if this is love, then I'm on the inside out. If this is real, showing how I feel and being honest, then I'm on the inside out. I feel free when I'm exposed, but I'm still scared of being vulnerable. If this is love, if this is love, if this is love, then I'm on the inside out. I'm on the inside out. I'm on the inside. I'm on the